Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Community Talk Radio. This is Project Independence and you. We are in the Talk of the Town segment where we're talking all things North Hempstead that are going on. And if you could only see the multiple papers on my desk, you would know how much is really going on in North Hempstead. And I'm here with the fabulous Otto Loos, my partner in crime today, Otto.
Good morning, Christina.
Yeah, we are really just flying through the show today.
We're zipping right along.
We really are. I mean, my God, we can't even like come up for air. We're just going through. But prior to the break, we were talking about one of North Hempstead's things. And I'm sure the supervisor will address a lot of this also in her State of the Town after the show. You could check it out online, as we had said in previous breaks. But the STOP program is always a favorite amongst, you know, North Hempstead residents. And, you know, because it's a place that you could not only get rid of, you know, sensitive documents, see that shredded. You can also get rid of all these household chemicals and all kinds of things. There's a whole list. And if you call 311, you can get that list. Because it is coming up on Sunday, March 21st is the first one, which is really great. And what they're doing now because of COVID is that you sit in your car and then they take it out of the car for you. So there's not that kind of contact, which is great. And also at this event is going to be e-waste drop-off. So you could also drop off anything that classifies as e-waste at this program too. So it's a great time to spring clean and kind of get rid of all these things. I mean, I think all of us have something that falls under this category that we can get rid of.
Well, the e-waste thing, what's interesting there is if you happen to have had an older television before the nice flat ones came about, and you look at it, it looks pretty safe, but they weigh about 250 pounds. Mm-hmm. So if you get one to the e-waste drop-off, they will get it out of the car
for you. Absolutely.
So, you know, they're cumbersome and they're difficult to handle. You have to get it in the car or the vehicle, but you do have to get rid of it eventually.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, it's these things that, you know, you don't even realize sometimes how to get rid of certain things. And that's why I always encourage people to call 311 because, or 869-6311. I always want to remind everyone because it's certainly, you know, there's so many different things. And I always tell people the best, which I do for myself, you know, is as you're going along, you know, just have a box and kind of keep these things that you know that need proper disposal. And then when a program like this comes up, you're able to kind of do that. I mean, especially with papers, you know, I think, you know, you're allowed to bring up to six kind of banker size boxes to have shredded. And I think it's important, you know, you forget sometimes the importance of really shredding sensitive documents. You know, unfortunately, we live in a time when a lot of these scams that go on, you know, we try and talk about because it's doing something like that is just kind of protecting yourself a little, you know, as much as you can. So it's certainly important to do. And there's a whole bunch of dates in addition, but the first one coming up is Sunday. So I encourage people to really do that. So, and I want to remind people, I think for a few years now, the Shed the Meds program used to be in collaboration with the STOP program, but unfortunately they wanted to have a separate event so they could really account for the safety of disposing of all these meds, you know, which I get, makes sense. So the first one for that is May 8th. But you could also go to any local police department anytime to drop off meds before that. So there's like a little box there.
The big point there is don't throw it in the garbage because it winds up in groundwater and waterways, and that's not a good thing.
Yeah, no, and I mean how many times in like these old school kind of way you'd see the people flushing it down the toilet, you know, it's all these things that you don't you know, you don't even really think about, you know. And that, you know, Otto and I were talking during the break that we definitely want to have someone from, you know, North Hempstead Swarmer department to kind of talk about all these different wares, because there's so many programs. You know, North Hempstead really prides itself in, you know, recycling and sustainability. So And speaking of that, sustainability, there is going to be great programs that are coming up too. And if this is all, I like it too, because it's all kind of part of spring and renewal. You know, that's what I think when these programs start coming back. And so it's learning sustainability techniques on how to make your home, garden, and yard more environmentally friendly. These are all going to be virtually via Zoom. The first one is April 10th, and that's about yard care. On April 24th, there's creating rain gardens. And on April 24th also is going to be native plant gardening. So they're going to talk about all different kind of things to do, which I think is certainly interesting to do. But you call 311, you'll get all the information, and you'll get a Zoom link for those.
You know, maybe a future target here for this show, spring is coming, as Dan pointed out, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yes, tomorrow, 5:37 a.m.
Yeah. Tomorrow, by the way, March 21st, 65 years ago, I was standing on the platform of the Jamaica train on the Elditz Lane station, which you have no idea where that is, but it's right by Franklin K. Lane High School.
Okay.
And I was going to report in for my draft in Whitehall Street in downtown New York. And at 65 years ago, which is almost impossible for me to realize, because everybody back then, you had to go. And it was my turn, March 21st, 1956, standing on the platform, never been away from home before, 19 years old. Now, yeah, everybody knows how old I am. But and I'm going into Manhattan on the train to downtown New York to Whitehall Street, which is where you went. And I get there and have no idea. And on the platform, I meet a guy. His name is Heinz Buck. And Heinz, I didn't know from anything, but the two of us were the only people standing on the platform. So we started to talk. And it turns out he was going to Whitehall Street and he had been drafted. So the two of us now are on the train going to Whitehall Street. And we get there and, you know, scared to death because you have no idea what you're getting into.
Of course.
So you go into the draft thing. And back then, when I was going that day, they ask you, where would you like to be drafted? All right. So I said Air Force. Then I said Marines. Then I said Army. Then I said Navy was my fourth choice. All right.
So they gave you Navy?
So they go down the line. I'm not making this up. They go down the line. We're all standing in a long line because everything is lines in the military back then, especially. And they go down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, Navy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, Navy. Myself and this guy, Heinz Buck, who was on a platform with me, both wound up in the Navy. We both wound up in boot camp together in Bainbridge, Maryland.
Wow.
And, you know, for 12 weeks. And then after that, he went where he went and I went where I went. But what's interesting about that, you know, the Plot Orchard Park in Franklin Square? Mm-hmm. There's a manager there, general manager, Matt Buck. It turns out Matt is the grandson of Heinz Buck, who I met on the platform that
time. Wow. See, yeah. Like, that's my favorite.
So, we were in the Navy together, you know, and I, you know, he went where he went, and I didn't see Heinz for years, and then we ran into each other at this Plot Orchard Park.
Cool, Otto. See, that's what... Those are my favorite kind of stories because I, you know, I'm a firm believer in, you know, connectivity and time and place with certain things. So
it's hard for me to believe it was 65 years ago, but I remember.
I don't even know how that's possible, Otto, when you're younger than 65.
Yeah, so. I know. That's what's hard to believe. The math doesn't work out.
It just doesn't make sense. So, you know,
no, it doesn't.
But, you know, it's just important, you know, and tomorrow is National French Bread Day. So, you know, if people want to celebrate that, that's what, you know, they could think about Otto's draft story while eating French bread. So that's a really, and then today is, oh, this is quite exciting. Today's holiday, as everyone knows, we love to discuss on this show, is National Chocolate Caramel Day. So you
I'll
know
be picking
what?
Up a Milky Way later.
Oh, there we go. See, Dan waits for this so he could plan out his weekend and what kind of snack he could eat. So that's what we like here. And then on March 20th is Won't You Be My Neighbor Day also. So quite the exciting time, guys. Plan out your week accordingly for all these fun little holidays that are out.
Won't you be my neighbor?
Yeah. So, and see, you can join the Neighbors Helping Neighbors program at Project Independence. If you really want to help out your neighbor, we're laughing, but Otto always says too, that is a major part of the Project Independence kind of grassroots program is this Neighbors Helping Neighbors program. Because, I think about that all the time with Project Independence and how people heard about it and whatnot. And, we can do, newsletters and email newsletters and, all kinds of flyers. And yes, that certainly gets the word out, but I still believe that the best way to really reach people, are through our Project Independence members who have been with us, like an Otto, for a long time. They're kind of our ambassadors, and by telling, your experience with Project Independence or a service you use, I think really makes the difference, because especially for someone that might be hesitant or nervous or not really understand what, we're all about, hearing that from someone who's your peer, I think is important. So that I always say thank you to all of our PI members who, know about the program and go out and kind of preach the word of Project Independence.
Well, the Neighbors Helping Neighbors and neighborhood in general has changed over the years very dramatically, in my opinion.
Of course.
For a lot of reasons, really. People are much more absorbed in what they do for a living. Now there's both people in the house working. Even the kids who are in the house are either active or, you don't see a lot of people walking around near their home. They're not sitting on the stoop, if you will, too often. So the world has gotten very different compared to many, many years ago, where neighbors really knew neighbors.
Right, you'd see them.
And it's difficult to know your neighbors now, really. Yeah. And part of that is just because that's the way it is.
The way frankly. The world, I know, you're right.
So you do the best you can within the scope of what it is. Like, I'm very fortunate on both sides of me. I have very good neighbors. They put the newspaper on the steps as opposed to out in the middle of the lawn and use the snow blower. And reciprocation, if I see garbage cans out, I'll put the garbage cans back in. So you do what you can do.
Yeah, no,
all as that may be, but
yeah, it's the little things that and you're right, because I think about that the way half the time I don't see people. Everyone, you're right. It's the way of the world. People are in the house. They're working. Whatever, they're out and about. It's a different time. But I have to say, on my block too, and I have to really chalk up to my husband, because he's like very connected to all the neighbors. I laugh with him because it's always my husband, and he has like his senior crew. And they're the ones, the OGs of the block, and I think they're passing the torch to my husband, but he always gets the latest scoop of things, and I'll see him outside with like his little crew of people. And I have to say, my block always appreciates my decoration. They always give a shout out. They enjoy that. And then my husband's landscaping as well. So it's definitely important. And that's, we are approaching the end of Project Independence and You, Community Talk Radio, which is our new hot tagline. You heard it here first, everyone. But it's important to get out there. As we said, we're all in this together, I think, in the global sense. So thank you for listening, and come back next week. Thank you, Otto. Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Dan, and all of our great guests. And John, we hope you're with us next week. So come back and listen to some great stuff. This is Senior Talk Radio.